Friday, Terry Master, Chof Aleph, Ea, Tovshinayin, Zayin, Reb Shmuel Nussbaum.
Today we started counting the sixth week of Sfiras HaOmer. Those who say in the Ribbono Shel Olam will have noticed that we've come into the week which is called Yesoid. Tzadikim say that the Midah of Yesoid is the most important central Midah for the whole of Sfiras HaOmer. So we've really, this is an important time now. I want to ask you a kasha. We will talk about the mitzvah. I want to ask you a kasha from Parshas Emor and from Parshas Behar, and in Mitzvah Shem together we'll try and find a beer in Mahalach in this. Sheva Shabbosois Temimois Tihieno. Usfartem Lochem Imocharas HaShabbos. Ad Mimocharas HaShabbos. Shabbos mentioned three times in the Pasuk. Why didn't the Pasuk just say, Usfartim lochem yimochras, the first day Yom Tov, Sheva Shavuos? It says in Parshas Re'ei, Sheva Shavuos, Disparloch. No, the mitzvah is presented first of all as the day after Shabbos, and second of all as seven Shabbosos, Ad Mochras HaShabbos HaShvis. And the Tzidukim, by the way, thought that the two things are connected and you should start counting a day after Shabbos Bereishis. And Chazal tell us, no, that's wrong. So why did the Torah call both of them Shabbos? Also, Mimochras HaShabbos, which has nothing to do with Shabbos Bereishis, Lichoira, and Sheva Shabbos is weeks. Weeks are to do with Shabbos Bereishis. Why are they all in the same pasuk connected? What's the message here of Sheva Shabbos? That's one question. Parshas Behar, besides the famous question at the beginning of Rashi, Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai, which maybe we could slightly put a bit of a geschmack into that question and ask, how does Shemitah help us to get to Har Sinai, to Shavuos, to Kabbalah HaTorah? Maybe, and then Mr. Shem, on that we'll talk a little bit. And the Pasuk starts with Shav Sohoretz Shabbos LaHashem. The Mefarshim asked, it should have said, Sheishanim Tizra Sodecho, and then comes Veshav Sohoretz. No. We start off, as soon as you come to Eretz Yisrael, V'shovso ha'oretz Shabbos Lashem. Interesting that the mitzvah of Ketziras HaOmer also starts off in last week's parasha with the same words, Ki Sovoyu El Oretz Shanu Asher Anino Yisrael Lachim. Uktzartim Es Ketzira, the mitzvah of Ketziras HaOmer. Rashi, a few times in the first parak of Sukkah, says that the size of a sukkah is 7 tfochim and a mashahu. The Meforshim ask on that. Pnei Yeshua talks about it, some want to say it's a mistake, but Tosfos also says it in at least one place, in one other region, it's there. Sheva umashahu. At the end of the first parak of sukkah, it says clearly that the shear of a sukkah is 7 tfochim. The Gemara says the shear of a sukkah is 7 tfochim. Where does the mashu come from? There are a lot of Torahs on it. I want to suggest one mahalach. If you look at the first diagram here, it comes to that, this picture, if anybody recognizes it, comes from Tosis in Sukkah Daf Ches. The Gemara there says a famous mathematical rule of Chazal, which is not so exactly mathematical, and that is that when you've got an amma on the square side, then on the diagonal it'll be an amma and 2/5. If you've got five amas on the side, it'll be 7 amas on the diagonal. Yeah? An amma and 2/5. In other words, five turns into seven on the diagonal of a perfect square, of a triangle of a square. Says Tosfos, it's not meduyak, and Tosfos proves it with this diagram in front of us. Tosfos says, have a look, we've got 10 by 10, a big square, so there's 100 squares in the big square. Now look at the half square, the diagonal square, it's exactly half. You can see that the four lines cut exactly half. There are exactly 50 squares in the inside one. According to the rule of Chazal, now look at the smaller squares, they are 5 by 5. And therefore the diagonal of the small square, which is the side of the inside diagonal square, the Olam follows, is 7, according to Chazal. So that means that this inside square is 7 by 7. 7 by 7, everybody knows, is 49. But we just can see with our eyes that this is 50. So as you can see, the question here, 7 times 7 equals 50. Says Tosfos, it's a 7 umashehu. Tosfos is not talking about the size of a sukkah. Tosfos is saying that when Chazal say that if it's an amma, the side it's an amma 2/5, which is the same as saying that if you have five ammas on the side, it'll be seven ammas on the diagonal. Yeah, it means sheva umashu. So now we've got a beautiful pshat in Rashi. Chazal were not dok. Chazal, in Bederech, we find a lot throughout Shas that in mathematical inyonim, Chazal were not dok. So they called it seven. They said the size of a sukkah is seven. How did Rashi, the Rishonim, Beruach Kodshom, maybe guess or know, b'masoira, that it means sheva umashu? I can only suggest something. I would like to suggest an idea. The Chaznish says that the shear of seven for the side of a sukkah is, although the Gemara says that it's the Rosh Verubay, the Rosh says that the extra of the Shulchan takes another Tefach, so it's the seven Tefachim, but the Chaznish says that basically it is Halach L'Moshe Misina. Like all the Shurim of Sukkah, just like the height is 10 Tefachim, so also the size of a Sukkah is also 7 Alpi, Halach L'Moshe Misina. Maybe we could dare suggest that be'etzem there were not two different numbers given for the halacha l'moshe misina at the side of the sukkah. Just like the height of the sukkah is 10 tefachim, the diagonal of a sukkah should be 10 tefachim. Now look at the inside picture, the inside square. It's the exact size of the sukkah if each square is a tefach. It's according to Chazal, it's 7 by 7. According to the way Rashi says, when you are dok, it's 7 umashu by 7 umashu, and the diagonal is 10. Maybe that is the shiru sukkah which Rashi is teaching us. And that's why Rashi says so many times that the size of a sukkah is 7 umashu. What's this got to do with Sfira Soime? No, you see already. Maybe we'll try and answer the first question that we asked. Mimochoras HaShabbos. The first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. The Sforim talk about it, a lot of inyonim, tif inyonim, of why the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos, and why Dafke in connection with Mimochoras HaShabbos, there it's called Shabbos. What? Chazal say that if you've got an ekol amo, if you've got an amo at the side of a square, then the diagonal of it will be an amo and 2/5. Which means that if it's 5 at the side, it's 7 on the diagonal. Chazal say that. So I want to suggest, in other words, according to Chazal, this inside square is 7 by 7. Because you can see that it's the diagonal of a 5 by 5 square.
Even though the line is just going to 5 squares.
It's the diagonal of 5 squares, and therefore therefore according to Chazal that's called 7. And now this is the size of a sukkah. It's according to Chazal 7 by 7. Let's continue.
Pythagoras,
sure then. Pythagoras is a theory. Yeah. But we can, with this picture, we can also prove Pythagoras. It's also true. Emes. Let's go weiter. We're coming back now, Rabbi. So I want to show that this is something profound. This Sheva Umashehu, this seven and a Mashehu, is a mathematical puzzle. It's infinite decimal point. The Sheva Umashehu, it's a Mashehu, it's something which you can't put your finger on it. You can't tell me how much it is. However far you try and work it out, what fraction it is, it won't be exact. You know where else we find it? In the Tchum of Shabbos, before you go out, you can start counting 2,000 Amos, you first, at the end of the town, you get Shivim Veshiraim. Where does this Shivim Veshiraim come from? Because it's the square of a base Sosayim, the size of the Chotz of the Mishkan, which was 50 Amos by 100 Amos. Multiply 50 by 100 is 5,000 square Amos. The square root of that is Shivim Veshiraim, a square which has got the area of 5,000 square Amos in it, has got at the side of it not 70, because 70 times 70 would be 4,900, but it's the same mathematical cheshbon, it's Shivim Veshiraim, and the Rishonim go into it so much, next to so many Amas and so many Tvochim, but it never comes to an exact amount. This Mashehu is something, if we would connect mathematics with Ruchnias, we would say that this Mashehu is something Lemalo Min HaTeva. It's something above, you can't exactly put your finger on it. But it's a Mashehu which is there, it's hidden, but it's there. Chazal called this seven, and the pnimius of it is seven and a Mashehu. We asked, the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. The first connection with Shabbos is the Inyan of Shvisa, which means resting. Interesting that the very first day that Klal Yisrael were commanded to rest on was the first day of Pesach. Bayom Harishon Shabbosoin, Bayom Hashvi Shabbosoin, in Parshas HaChodesh, Parshas Boy, before we were given Shabbos. It's the first day that we stopped being Avodim. Shabbos and Yom Tov, Hazeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were Avodim, and so Hashem says, now so rest because you're not Avodim. That's the second reason for Shabbos, in the second Dibras. Remember that you are Avodim, keep Shabbos. The first day that we could call Shvisa, we stopped being Avodim, the first day of Pesach. There you've got another reason for it to be called Shabbos. In addition, it's also the day of Ach Bayoyim Horisha in Tashbisu.
We didn't actually stop on Rosh Hashanah, though. Actual Shibud.
Actual?
Stop on Rosh Hashanah, don't we? Stopping Avodim on Rosh Hashanah.
Yes, but we were still Avodim of Paret. So the Gemara says that up till the Chatzos we were Avdei Paret, and we were still. Yeah, let's continue. Another interesting point about the first day of Pesach: Ach Bayoy Morishon Tashbisu. Tashbisu soim ibotechem. Shvisa, keep your chometz out. Why, drive it out completely. Of course, we do it on Erev Pesach, Chazal Darshan. Rishon means the day before. But the interesting that the Omer Forshim who say that the Pshatin Bayoim Rishon Tashbisu means that when the first day comes, it should be Mushbas. It's like it's all over before the first day comes in. And Be'etzim we are Mekayim the Tashbisu In the full way as Yom Tov comes in. Bayoy Morisha in Tashbisu. So you've got another reason for the first day of Pesach, which we call Yom HaShvisa. Shvisa from Malacha, Shvisa from Chometz. But these don't yet connect the first day of Pesach with 7 days. Why is and as we asked, Sheva Shabbosah is to me Tiyeno means 7 weeks. Mimocharas HaShabbos isn't a week of any kind. The first day of Pesach is in the middle of the week, it's not 7 days, it's not the end of 7 days. Why did the Torah say, Mimochras HaShabbos, Tisperu, and then Sheva Shabbos, it's the two words Shabbos don't seem to be connected. Let's try and find the first day of Pesach having a special connection with the number seven. It's the first day of 7 days of eating matzahs. It says 10 times in the Torah to eat matzah for 7 days. Come along Chazal and reveal to us that Be'etzem, the mitzvah chiyuvis, is only on the first night, from a posk sheishes yomim, called Osha Bichlal, Yosem Hinaklal Elamed. It teaches us that the chiyuv of matzah is only the first night, the rest is reshus. I once heard a beautiful hagdora in the eating of matzah on the first night of Pesach, when we eat our kezais, that is a kiyum of shivas yomim toichal matzahs. The Torah concentrated the tzivui, eat matzahs for 7 days, into the matzah that we eat on the first day of Pesach. It comes out that we have got a mitzvah on Leila Seder to do a 7-day mitzvah. So therefore we can call that day Shabbos. It's a day which has got in it a completion, a shleimus of 7 days. No, one. That's the koyach of ruchnis. It's also the tashbisu is for 7 days. So if it's called Shabbos because of tashbisu, so for 7 days it's tashbisu. So the mitzvah of tashbisu, the first day, is a 7 day mitzvah. I want to say something even further. It says in the Sforim that Shabbos got a new dimension. Shabbos Bereishis got a new dimension at Yitzias Mitzrayim. Before Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shabbos is called in Vayichule only by Yom HaShvi'i. It's the seventh day. Where, from Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was also called Shabbos. Shabbos is a matona toivo. The first time we find the word Shabbos in the Torah is in Parshas Beshalach, by the Mon. We were given Shabbos at Moros, straight after Kriyas Yamsuf. But the name Shabbos, we didn't have. It's a gift to Klal Yisrael from when we came out of Mitzrayim, became Hashem Zaman Nivcho, we got the Matona Toiva called Shabbos. Usfartem lochem mimochoras haShabbos. There's a new dimension. It's like a new Briyas HaOlam for Klal Yisrael, when we came out of Mitzrayim, that first day of Pesach. It's called Shabbos because of all the reasons we explained. Shabbos has got, the very first Shabbos Rebbe Hashem created the world, has got such a koyach of Kedusha that a string of 7 days in a Shabbos, 6 days in a Shabbos, 6 days in a Shabbos, emanated from that first Shabbos and continues to emanate to this day. The koyach Shabbos Bereishis. Says the Torah, Usfartem lochem yimochoras haShabbos. This first day of Pesach, a new Briyas HaOlam, a Briyas HaOlam for Klal Yisrael, a new Shabbos, which has got in it the Koyach of Shvisa and the Koyach of Sheva, as we saw. From this day emanates a new string of Sheva Shabbosis, of weeks. But they are not weeks which start Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the seventh day Shabbos. No. They are Sheva Shabbos, 7 weeks. From today onwards, from the first day of Pesach, a week with a Shabbos doesn't have to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then by Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos. From now onwards, Shabbos is any unit of 7 days because it's got a Shabbos inside it. And the Shabbos will raise the 7 days around it, even if it doesn't start from Sunday. That's a new koyach of Shabbos. It's got a koyach to raise wherever, even if it's the end of the week, the beginning of the week, the middle of the week. Says the Torah, Sfaratem lochem yimochras haShabbos, this new Beria called Shabbos, which you got on the first day of Pesach. It wasn't Shabbos, according to, I think it was Thursday when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. But it's Shabbos. It's got in it a new koyach of Shabbos in it. From now onwards, every week that you count will be called a Shabbos when you start mimochras that Shabbos, even though it won't be Sunday. It's a new type of week. It's a week which is called a Shabbos. It's got the Kedusha of Shabbos in it. It says in the Sforim HaKadoshim that the reason for the mitzvah in last week's parasha of Vayom HaShmini V'Holo Yerotze L'Korban Isha L'Hashem, which is also remez, of course, for the Bris Mila. We say it in the Piyut, if you remember, which we sing at the Bris Mila, Vayom HaShmini Yerotze, about the Bris Mila. The Inyan is that there should be a Shabbos before the Bris Mila, before you can bring up a Korban. What's the obvious question on that? So let's bring it, make a Bris Mila always on Sunday. Sounds a bit like those tzidukim. Let's always make a Bris Mila on Sunday. Let's always bring a korban up on a Sunday after however many days after the baby was born, the animal was born. What's the answer? You need a Shabbos. When we say Shabbos, we don't. Of course, we mean the day of Shabbos. You need a week called Shabbos. You need a full week which has got the shame of Shabbos. It doesn't have to start with Sunday because that's the Kedusha of Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos raises a week from whichever dimension you look at it.
That's why Sparta means to shine. It will then shine because of
the shine. It shines because of the Shabbos in the middle of it. It shines up the week. Let's go weiter. Mimochoras haShabbos. There is, I asked you a question about the week of Yesod. I said I would explain it a little bit. I'll try to explain it. There's such a holy in Yonim. It says, there's a medrash in Parshas Emor which says, Al tihi mitzvas ho'oim kalo be'einecho. The mitzvah of Oimah should not be light in your eyes, because in the chusah of the Oimah, Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was given Eretz Yisrael b'schus v'oimeh. Sheneema v'ato es berisi tishmoy. When Hashem gave Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of bris mila in Parashas Vayera, there was an inner meaning revealed to us, Chazal, that this means the mitzvah of ketziras oimeh, the mitzvah of oimeh, the mitzvah of oimeh. Remember, bechori shevakotzi tishboys reshus, but not mitzvah. Ketziras oimeh is called mitzvah. Mitzvah so'ayma, the ketzira so'ayma, which takes place on the first day after Mimochras HaShabbos, that is something which is directly connected, so connected to Bris Milah, that the oime shouldn't be light in your eyes, because when Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, V'ates Brisi Tishmer, it meant in the zchus of the mitzvah of oimer. So do we see then, do we begin to understand that the Gedolei, it says in the Holy Sforim that the Midah Yesoid is the central theme of Sfiras HaOmer, because Midah Yesoid is the Midah of Kedusha, which of course the baby, we give him a bris milah on the eighth day, and then with that, it's a mitzvah of Kedusha's Habris, which every Yid is constantly, his whole life, working and battling with his Yetzirah to keep the Midah Yesoid, the Atos Brisi Tishmai. So Sfira So'im is Mimochras HaShabbos. Let's see another dimension of Mimochras HaShabbos. What the day after Shabbos is the eighth day, Bayom HaShmini. So we've got a new Bechina of a day of Bris Milah on the day that we bring up the Omer, on the day that we start counting the Omer. A day of Kedushas HaBris. And from there we start counting Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyeno. What does it mean, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyeno? What does the pasuk say? Ad mimocharas haShabbos haShviis tisprucha mishim yoim. The obvious question, all the Meforashim, starting from Rashi, talk about it, that when you count 7 times 7, you can't count 49 days. Has anybody ever said, hayoim chamishim yoim la'oime, like it says in the Torah, ustisprucha chamishim yoim? Nobody's ever said it. Not with a brocha, not without a brocha. It's not a counting to be made. But the Torah says, tisprucha chamishim yoim. Now have a look at our equation. The Torah is telling you, I want your Sfira So'ima to be 7 times 7, but I want this to be a Sheva Umashehu. I want there to be a Ruchniistic dimension, which is an infinite number, an infinite Koyach of Kedusha, in the 7 days, which raises it from Bechinas Shvi'i, like we said, Shabbos before Ma'aseh Bereishis, to the Shabbos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I want you to raise each day that you count and each week that you count. They shouldn't just be Shavuos, they shouldn't just be 6 days and then a Shabbos, but and then a seventh day. They should be Shabbosos, units which are lit up by Shabbos. Sheva Umashu. And if you will count like that, then you'll have like a 7 times 7 square, which instead of reaching 49, each day will be raised with this mashehu of effort that you put in. The lemala min ateva of shmiras habris, which is putting a superhuman effort into our lives, will raise your 7 times 7 counting to tisperu chamishim yoy. And that is the beauty of that the tzaddikim tell us that the Kedushas HaBris this week is the like the central avoida, which is really the avoida of the Holy Sphere. I would like to continue now. You see a lot of more pictures here. A completely different Indian now for a few minutes. It's a big Indian, but I want to point out an interesting thing. It's based on a shear of the stipe of the Kilas Yaakov Tzadik Livracha. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph, which talks about the Bitsiasa de Meishan, the canoes of Meishan. A canoe, why do I call it a canoe? Imagine this being the first picture, being a cross section of a long canoe. It comes down to a point, it's got a bench in the bottom. The bench isn't 4x4, it might be 4 across, you can sit on it, but it's just a narrow bench. It's got 2 benches on each side, and it's a long canoe, and you've got 2 people sitting in it, and the canoe is more than 4 amas long. Says Omar Rav Huna on Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph, the person sitting on the one bench on this side must not throw something on Shabbos if he's sitting in this canoe to somebody sitting at the bench on the other end if it's more than 4 amas away. It's even though this canoe has got walls crooked walls, Amnam, but they are 10 tefachim high. If you would measure even from the point where it becomes 4 tefachim wide, it is 10 tefachim high. Nevertheless, you may not carry 4 amas in this canoe. It's not the Rishus HaRabim, of course, but it's a Carmelis. It's not the Rishus HaYochid. We know Rishus HaYochid needs to have walls 10 tefachim high. This has got walls. Crooked walls are called walls. It's got walls 10 tefachim high. And it's surrounding an area of 4x4. And nevertheless, you're not allowed to carry in this canoe. Why? Because there is no floor at that point where you see the number 4. There's just a bench there where you can sit on, but there's no floor 4x4 there. There's no ritzpo there. It continues. It's a hollow. The whole canoe just is a hollow down to the point in the bottom. And, adds the Gemara, there's more than 3 tefachim from the point where it becomes 4 across. There's more than 3 tefachim to the point in the bottom. And therefore, you mustn't carry in this because it isn't a reshus. Rashi explains that even though it's got walls, 10 tefachim high, plenty high enough, but it's the walls are not surrounding a reshus of 4x4. There is omnam, I put there for a straight line there, 4, but it's just a bench to sit on. It's not a place where you can do things. It's not a place of 4x4. It's just a hollow canoe going down to the bottom. It's more than 3 tefachim to the air down to the bottom. It's 3 plus, and therefore you may not carry in this. The walls are not surrounding an area of 4x4. There's a discussion in the Gemara. Many poskim say lahalocha that this din doesn't apply because there's another din called Gud Ochit. But we are trying to understand the din of Rav Huna. But, says the Gemara, in the picture too, if you fill in the bottom of the canoe, if it's filled in there in such a way that it's less than 3 tefachim from the floor up till the point where it turns into 4, where there's maybe a bench or maybe there's nothing there, then you may carry. Even if there's nothing there, I just put the 4 line across there, just kilu, there's a bench there, but there's no floor there. There's nothing there, you could just sit there. Then you may carry 4 amas in this canoe. You can throw something to your friend on the opposite end of the canoe 4 amas away. Why? Because you've got a reshus. Why have you got a reshus? Says the Gemara, because you've got a floor, ke'ilu, within 3 tefachim of where the natural floor is. And therefore, where it turns into 4x4, where it becomes a reshus, you're within 3 tefachim. So some, unfortunately, is kind of a lovewood, or the floor comes up, up till 3 tefachim, we say it's still called a floor. And therefore, if you become to 4x4, within 3 tefachim of the bottom point, then you've got a reshus. That's the Rashi's pshat in the Gemara there. Tosfos asks that, why are you forbidden to carry in this canoe, Rabbi Isai, asks Tosfos. It's not a caramelis either, asks Tosfos. It's not a Rishus Hayochid. If it's not a Rishus Hayochid, and therefore you mustn't carry for, it's not a caramelis either. It's just a Mokum Petur where you may carry. Why? Because the one condition of caramelis, it must be 4x4. Otherwise, it's not a caramelis. So that's the cash of Tosfos. Tosfos, therefore, learns completely from Shatan and Gemara. We're going to go into that. Says the Kehilas Yankov, a beautiful answer, combination. The Kehilas Yankov says that the crooked walls can be walls. He makes a cheshbon and he says, definitely those walls have got din of walls. No problem with that. But, and if you're within 3 tefachim of the, then you've got kilu of floor coming up from the very bottom of the boat. But when you haven't got less than 3 tefachim from the bottom of the boat, then you haven't got... He says you haven't got a floor. Now, it doesn't mean there's a din ritzpo in the Rishus HaYochid. There's no din you need a floor. The Svasemi says there's no din you need a floor. But you need something to make it into a livable Rishusin. Says the Stipler, you can live on a crooked floor sometimes. It's not impossible. You could tip it. It's not impossible to say that the lower part, below where it's 10 tefachim high, we'll call it the floor. We'll just transfer the name Machitza till the... We need the Machitza till it becomes 4 tefachim wide. And where it becomes narrow, we call it the floor, and then we've got walls which are surrounding an area of 4 tefachim, and then we should be allowed to carry in it. That's the cash of Tosfos. Says the Stipler, we see from this, that you saw the way Rashi learns Pshat, that we don't say in the same line which is going in the same direction that it's also a wall and also a floor. That's the Yesod. It can't also be this and also that, unless it turns direction, unless it goes, turns a corner. Otherwise, you can't. Therefore, he says, a Carmelist, this area is this picture one. Why is it a Carmelist where you may not carry? Because a Carmelist hasn't gotten any din mechitzas. That's the whole point. A Carmelist is when you go on area four, which hasn't got mechitzas. So we are calling it a Carmelist because it has got a floor. It's got an area four, plenty of places here, four by four to live in. But it hasn't got mechitzas because since you've got a floor there, floor mechitzas on the same line, can't be. That's the vort, and he wants to prove it from another din mezuzah. It's interesting that we are right now, I would like to talk about something which we're doing in our koilel. We're doing now the inyan of Hitzon Shabbos, the first apim of Shabbos, and the last thing we did was inyan of mezuzah, and we did this inyan of the arch there not so long ago in the koilel. And the stipler puts the two things together. He says there's a Rambam who paskins according to a Gemara in Erevin and Yumo. Interesting, they're both on Daf Yudalafom at base. That if you got an entranceway into a house, which is a keshes, now I haven't drawn a beautiful keshes, but the din applies to a plain, ordinary half circle also. You sometimes see such entrances. If the same din lechoyer applies, that's what the Gemara means there. And the Gemara talks about, has it got straight mezuzahs? And if it's got straight mezuzahs of 10 tefachim high, and then above it the arch, then it certainly is chayev mezuzah. And the shaila is if it hasn't even got three tefachim at the bottom, then it isn't a chayv mezuzah. But the meforshim say that it doesn't need to be three straight tefachim. It just needs that the lowest three tefachim, according to Rashi, are four tefachim away from each other. So you've got that the floor, you've got a way in which is four tefachim wide. Then even if the arch goes up, says Rashi, pshat in the Gemara, that then it is. The machloikas be the two deus there, two tanoim, whether you need the mezuzahs of three or the mezuzahs of ten. I'll call upon him the Rambam. I want to learn the Shitz Rambam now because that's what the stipler brings a raya from. He says that according to the Rambam, it's mefurish in the Rambam, and the Tur brings it, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it, that the arch has to have first straight mezuzahs of ten tefachim. After that, however big and wide the arch is, or narrow, as long as you've got the two mezuzahs on either side straight, ten tefachim, you've got a chiyuv mezuzah. But otherwise you haven't, says the Rambam, because it hasn't got a mashkoif. It hasn't got a mashkoif. If it's just an arc, if it's like in picture 5, in picture 4 or 5, it hasn't got a mashkoif. And therefore it's potter. Diagram 4 and 5. You can ask me afterwards. I don't know so quite. We're a bit limited in time. The arch, according to the Rambam, is potter from a mezuzah because there's no mashkoif. There's no mashkoif to it. Now, the big question which the Meforshim ask is that we're talking about when there are not 10 tefachim, so there are no mezuzahs. So why does the Rambam say there are no mashkoif? He says a lintel, mashkoif, the lintel, the straight line on top, which is part of the chiyuv mezuzah, tzuras ha-pesach, mezuzah. Yes, there needs to be a mashkoif in order to be chayuv mezuzah. The Rambam says that if you haven't got two straight mezuzahs, you've just got an arch, then says the Rambam, he doesn't say you haven't got mezuzahs. If you haven't got mezuzahs, straight, then you haven't got a mashkoif. What does the Rambam mean? Says the Taz. When you've got a circle, and this is not even a straight line, it's a circle, but since there is no point where it changes direction, therefore it can't also be a mezuzah and also a mashkoif. There's no problem with these crooked or curved sides of the arch being mezuzahs. That's kosher, that's fine. It can be curved, it can be crooked, it'll be called mezuzahs. But if there isn't somewhere where it changes direction and turns into a mashkoif, then you haven't got a mashkoif. That's what the Tazlan's pshat in the Rambam. So we see this same yesod, that where you need something ki'ilu vertical and something ki'ilu horizontal, then there must be a change of direction. Otherwise, you haven't got it. You're going to be missing one of them. Says the stipler, that's the yesod of this bitz yazadimation also. You can't also have a floor and also a wall and stay in the same direction. Now, there is I'm not 100% clear of everything here. There is the Taz asked a very interesting shaila. What happens if you have got 10 tfochim ha yom mezuzas. And you've got the arch on top of it. The Rama says chayav mezuzah. But 10 tfochim ha is pretty low for putting a mezuzah there. So the actual mezuzah you're going to have to put higher up in the arch. According to the Rambam, the mezuzahs are where it's straight. Afterwards, when it starts curving, that's mashkoif for it. You can't put mezuzah on a mashkoif. Says the Taz, don't put the mezuzah down there. Put the mezuzah shnei shlish above, at your shoulder level, whatever. That's the right height to put it. It's mashkoif, the way we just explained. How can you put the mezuzah on the mashkoif? So we're going to have to say that if there is something which we can call a mezuzah, then even afterwards, when it starts curving and becoming the mashkoif, we can say that that part of it, the first part of it, which I still need, is still part of the straight mezuzah. If there's nothing going straight, then I've only got one thing. I haven't got mezuzah and mashkef. But I've got my tent for him going straight. Then afterwards, as it curves, I can say the first part of it is bottle to the straight walls below. And then when I need a mashkef at the height where it's four tefachim wide, that's where I'll call it a mashkef. Very interesting, fine point here. You can prove it from the stipler brings the story in Sukkah. If you know, when you put a kanim diagonally against a wall, that's the picture 6 and 7. It's a machloikas there. The sukkah might even be kosher just like that, just with one end of your kanim, of your bamboo sticks on the floor, and the other end against the wall. If you can square inside it 7 by 10, one tana says that that's kosher. The other opinion says no, you need either a doifen tefach like picture 7, or you need a gag tefach like picture 6, otherwise you haven't got it. The big question is, a doifen tefach is enough for a sukkah? A gag tefach is enough for a sukkah? I've had a knot. But if you've got something to start your direction and you've got a shear inside it, the dotted line, which is the size of a sukkah, then you have got both dimensions, both directions, and therefore you have got a reshus, which is kosher.
Okay.
Correct. The mezuzah needs the door to be 4 wide. Also in the first case, because that's a reshus, whereas by the sukkah it needs to be 7 wide, because each one with its own din. No, that knot. You can't put the mezuzah at a point where it's not 4 across. That's correct. No, the arch comes up after you've got, I'm talking about according to the Rambam, where you've got plenty of width to your doorway. It starts off with 10 tefachim high.
And then you've got 4.
You can't put the mezuzah above the dotted line of 4. Oh no, must be below. But it can be on that arch. It can be on the part where it's curving. Correct. It must be. I should have put the point for the mezuzah is above the straight mezuzahs, but of course below where it becomes 4 cross. Correct. The mezuzah which you put it, but you may put it on the arch. Not only you should put it on the arch at the correct height, shoulder height, or through the shnei shlish, the goyv of shnei shlish. Okay. Please, Shuschem, give me another 2 minutes. I would like, 3 minutes might take, to say a vort connected with Rus on Shavuos. And I would like this to be Le'ilu Nishmas, Achoisi, Achashuva, Yekora, Rus, Basar Boruch, was Nifta, less than 2 years ago. Everybody knew her here. Very, very Choshver Rebbetz. And she was born 2 days before Shavuos, and she was called after Rus, Ima Shel Malchus. This is a chiddush which I was zeicher to. We just had Lag BaOmer. I was a Shabbos Parshas Vayera in Miron with a kvuta, and this is an idea which came to me. I was being mavis seder on the way to Miron and in Miron. The pasuk says, "Ered anove era ketzach koso habo'o elai osu kolo." Hashem wants to know what's this cry which is bo'o, which has come to me. If they've done what it looks like, then kol, I'm going to wipe out Sedoi. Say Chazal that this is talking about that's a cry of a girl who dared to give tzedakah in the time when it was forbidden. She fed an oni and they tortured her to death. In the Yalkut it says it was the daughter of Lot. Now I've got a diuk on this word habo'o. It's not grammatically acceptable. You can't say the about the past tense. If it's habo'o, it's coming. Yes, in present tense you can say the ha-hoylech, but you can't say ha-holach. And the word bo'o is the past tense. It's an interesting binyan. There's an Ibn Ezra about it somewhere in Ezra, and Sefer Ezra, and he says that sometimes the ha is talking about something which was and continues to be. But it's a very unique binyan. And I was thinking about this binyan, habo'o. It sounds okay to us because it's quite similar to habo'o. And habo'o, which means is fine, right? But it sounds okay, but lemaisa, there's something interesting about it. Where else do we find a very similar binyan? The same binyan. The second time it says habo'o mitzvah. Yes? Yeah. The first time, but there it doesn't say with a hey. There Rashi makes the difference between past and present, but there it doesn't say with a hey. But there habo'o mitzrayim, that we find it. You know where else we find it, Rabbi Isai? Yeah, about Ruth, it says twice, and maybe even three times, the pasuk says, V'atoshov Naomi v'rus ha'moya v'yochal oso imo ha'shovo misdei moyov. And then Hanvayan Hana says to Boaz, Hanisa v'lakoitzim v'yemar, Na'aro moya v'yo hi, Ruth, ha'shovo im Naomi misdei moyov. The one who came back. Again, the same idea. Shovo, she came back. Chazal tell us in the Negoim, Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. If you have the same form, the Shova Koin, Uboa Koin, then you learn the Didim one from the other. There's even a Medrash which says on this Pasuk, My Habo'o Eilai, Zohu Rozo, Bo'erev Hibo'o, Vaboike Hishova. There's a Bo'o and there's a Shova. Maybe Ulai. Now, before I get to say the Vort, which I hardly dared to say, I'll tell you that I presented this idea to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zal Zayin Gesunden Stark. I said, do I dare say this? And he wrote, Yafe. You know, he writes one word. So, with permission, so I've got permission to say it over at least. What it seems to suggest here is that daughter of Lot, who was tortured to death, was Habo'o, that neshama came to me, that ktsa'akoso habo'o elai, was later zuhi bio zuhi shiva. That neshama was hashova mistei moyov. It's the same neshama came back again in Rus, ima shel malchus. And I've got such a beautiful remez to it and when I first said that, nu, rivo achas, says Rashi, it's a good chazal. There was a rivo achas, there was one girl. Why Rivo? Rivo Achas? The first letter of Rivo Achas is a Resh. The last letter is a Tof. And the Hey and the Vo and the Aleph in the middle, Rivo Achas, makes together Gematria Vov. So you've got the name Rus in those two words. It was a Rivo Achas whose Neshoma. Maybe we may dare say that this is the Neshoma of Rus, who was Moise Nefesh generations back, and Neshoma in a time of when it wasn't popular to be kind, it was dangerous to be kind, it was there. And she was Moise Nefesh, and her Chesed, and from that was she was Zoicha to later become Ruth Ima Shel Malchus.